At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
It is Freaky Sneaky Friday.
Yes, hey. It is.
Just got paid. Boom, boom.
Friday night.
Boom, boom.
I think we'll have to pay if we
Sorry. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Great Feeling show right. for you today. Andrew Freund is an island hanging out with Luke Skywalker himself, and Armie Hammer comes to Halle Berry's rescue. We'll explain that in just a bit. But first, Gary, I heard you got some royal tea.
Yes, honey. Now, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's royal wedding invitations are here, y'all.
Yay! Okay. We're here. Going, Gary.
Yeah, girl, I'm trying, honey. So this is the deal, y'all. Now, honey, I'm saying, y'all, as far as the dress code, honey, uniform, honey, morning coat or lounge suit for men, and day dress with hat for the women.
But I've never paid attention to any of these royal ones. Do people usually dress like they're going to the Kentucky Derby, like really guzzy it up?
They really do. It's a hat fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
At
a
these
thousand
weddings.
Hats.
That's why I watch. It's the Hat Olympics, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Ellen Pompeo made headlines with her Hollywood Reporter interview, and when she talked about how she demanded $20 million a year for her role on Grey's Anatomy, making her the highest paid actress in a TV drama.
Oh.
Anyway, she just went on Ellen, who offered up her support.
I think that it makes it okay then, the more that this happens, for other women to support women and say, because some people come from a place of lack, like, oh, if somebody has something, I'm not going to get it. And there's abundance. Everyone can have whatever they want. So just because you're making a whole lot of money doesn't mean another woman is not going to make that money.
Look at us. This is two Ellens.
Yep.
Both with TV shows.
Yep.
We're both doing great.
Yeah.
There's two seats at the table.
Okay, it's cool to see two bosses talk like
that. Okay, two Ellens. She has a point.
Do women get catty sometimes about how much other women are making that are doing like a same or similar thing?
Yeah, women can be catty, but let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the fact that men right now are getting paid more than women doing the exact same thing.
She's got a point.
Trying to change the narrative there and make get us all messed up.
Let's not make it petty.
Not gonna do it.
Right.
Well, guys, moving on. Margot Robbie is down under in her home country promoting her new movie, Peter Rabbit, and got quite the surprise during her interview with MTV Australia.
I don't know Sydney that well. I only ever come here when it's like to see friends and...
Oh my God!
Excuse me, can you calm down? We're in an interview. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
Hi.
What are you doing? Shut up! What is going
Excuse me.
This is a professional situation. Can you just calm down?
This is my brother.
I know.
Okay, sorry, go.
It's funny, I noticed a lot of real life correlations between the characters. Flopsy, she seems quite, you know, at times airy and dim-witted.
Does she?
Do you think that was an intentional casting choice?
It's funny that that's what you took from it. I thought she was maybe insecure and felt unheard, perhaps, amongst her siblings. And no, it didn't come across that way.
A little bit dim-witted.
Dim-witted.
At times.
Interesting.
I just thought those were nice correlations between you two.
That's funny.
There's a lot of time. I'm like...
That is so stinking cute.
So cute.
I feel like that's exactly how you would react if you didn't know you were going to see your sibling, even if you just saw your sibling that morning. If you didn't know they were going to be there, I would probably be the same way.
I mean, I saw some sexual tension there.
Carrie.
I mean, just the way her face looked and the way she carried on.
I didn't think sexual only because my sister and I have that type of humor. We're really close. So I would be the same, like, you know.
Yeah, I clam up when my sister comes around,
don't
too.
You?
So, yeah, be like,
you sure do.
Yes.
Shut up. She's so judgmental, like, she be on me. So, you know.
You don't know what she gonna
you
say.
You always gonna be little sis.
Yeah, you don't know what she gonna say. And if you say the wrong thing, she been and slap me in the mouth or something. Like, I'd be like, really, you gonna embarrass me? I'm pop older now, okay?
I'm a big girl.
I know.
All right, up next, y'all. Kevin Smith suffered a near-fatal heart attack last month, and since then, his doctor told him he has to lose 50 pounds if he has any hopes of prolonging his life.
Really?
Okay, well, good luck for him. I hope he does it.
He's getting out there. So Kevin just revealed on his podcast he's already down 17 pounds by following Penn Jillette's potato diet, which says you should only eat plain potatoes for 2 weeks before introducing different green veggies.
Potato diet?
Yeah, I guess to kind of reset your palate or something.
Dude, that's mad stuff.
You know how big my booty would be if I sat and ate
potatoes?
We already say we don't mistake a potato.
Yeah,
see if I can Amazon Prime some.
My booty would be humongous. I wouldn't even be able to fit in here.
What's the craziest diet y'all tried?
Besides in your mouth.
I'm just playing. That I don't digest.
We call that the Jimmy John diet.
Oh my God.
As opposed to fish?
I'm just playing. Fish is better for you, darling.
Too much mercury, baby.
Okay, no, darling. Meat
too
will
much
kill
mercury.
You, honey.
Yes, baby.
All right, so moving on, Armie Hammer can add a new role to his resume.
What's that?
Restaurant manager.
Okay.
So what happened was he stopped by a restaurant to grab a bite to eat and revealed that he got the shaft for Halle Berry.
He got the shaft.
What's the shaft?
Well, see, his
wife. What are you trying to serve her?
Shaft. He tweeted, sitting down at a small restaurant for a bite to eat when the waiter and only front of the house staffer comes running up to my table with a huge smile. I'm sorry, Halle Berry just called and wants delivery. Can you watch the place while I'm gone? Hashtag LA problems.
Wow, are you kidding me? And they really left him to, like, give people their food and stuff?
They were really trustworthy.
Baby, Miss Berry called in, honey. She needed a sandwich.
That's right.
Okay.
Delivered.
And they left quick. You hear me?
And she is an A-lister, and they were in the territory of A-listers, okay? In Hollywood.
Hello.
Well, Armie Hammer, he out there getting to the bag, too. He's been in some things.
Yeah, but he ain't got Halle's bag.
He ain't Halle, though.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't even know who Armie Hammer is. I thought you meant Arm & Hammer Bacon Soda.
Oh, no.
Like the arm?
Yeah. Well, y'all, Paris Hilton has been feeling extra generous.
Well, where is she?
Well, Paris and Nikki Hilton took their mom, Kathy, out for a birthday lunch at Beverly Hills. And as they were leaving the restaurant, they were serenaded by a nice homeless-looking man. Well, apparently the man didn't do all that singing for free. He asked for a little bit of money afterwards, and Paris actually gave him a wad of 20s and a hug when he asked for one.
Baby, they said homeless looking.
Yeah, like they couldn't verify whether or not he had a house or not.
They're so rich. They're so rich that we could possibly look homeless looking to them.
Yes, honey.
He probably ain't homeless. And he just know how rich she is and know that she could come up off some coins.
Man. I'll just start singing happy birthday to her ass, too.
Right.
Stevie Wonder style. Happy birthday to ya.
Okay. She gave him a lot of money. When homeless people come up to y'all and ask for money, be honest, Gary. How much money do you give them?
And it said, because I'm going to be honest.
Okay, be honest.
I was at the light yesterday, girl. $1.
$1?
Oh, Gary, what they going to do?
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, you have more than just a dollar on you.
This is the honest truth, and it just happened yesterday.
You can't
buy
nothing.
I started giving him two. I said I should get.
Did you have two in your hand and you took one and put it down?
I'm confessing, y'all. I'm being honest.
Right.
I don't know why I didn't give
you. Okay.
But I just gave one.
That's the first step, Gary. So next time, if you have $2. Just go ahead and hand it to
him. Just give two. Just because you know you're going to be blessed. Blessed is a cheerful giver, Gary.
This is a breakthrough for Gary today. Just hand him the $2,
Yes, we proud of you for giving that one.
That was a lot of money, $2. So,
it was.
We can almost see the ice melting away from your heart.
I know. Yeah. Well, marriage isn't for everyone, right, Gary? But it is for Ricky Martin. We'll tell you why after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Well, newlywed Ricky Martin revealed recently that he is living la vida feliz casado. Live Aloca today.
Oh,
anyway, he loves married life with his husband, Juwan Joseph. Oh. And when Ricky was asked if having a marriage certificate made it more official, this is what he said, Gary.
What?
He said, yes, it's different. That paper makes a lot of difference.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, because, you know, they had to fight for their rights to even get married in the first place, so now it's, like, official and solidified.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It does make a difference. What you think, Brad?
I don't think the paper matters. I think a lot of times when that paper come into play, that's when things change. And things go downhill. You be like, damn, I shouldn't have signed. We've been together for 15 years.
Yeah.
Now to sign that paper, now you want a trip.
But that's
true.
But that's kind of true. Too, in hetero relationships.
Mm-hmm.
In same-sex relationship, especially, like, with Ricky, like, if he and his friend were together for so many years, and they were to break up, the friend has to walk away with nothing. But now that he's
there, you go, talking about the money, Gary. We're not talking about the money.
But just in on healthcare.
That's true.
I just think you shouldn't play with that. If you get married, stay the hell married. Like, divorce. Like, people that's been married 50, 11 times, you like, really? When is you going to figure it out? And just chill for a while and figure out what you like, what you don't like in the person before you jump into marriage.
Well, can I get married again?
Of course you can.
You
had a bad seed, girl.
I know. Okay, thank you, girl. What's that again?
You had a bad seed, honey.
Okay, I
didn't hear you. The first one's a foul ball.
Right.
I saw top of ticket to skip it. There's two big movies opening this weekend, and these movies couldn't be more opposite from one another, so there's a little something for everybody. Now, first up, Pacific Rim Uprising is dropping. It's the sequel of Pacific Rim. You got John Boyega starring as the lead character. He plays Idris Elba's son, Portia.
Oh, I heard that's gonna be good.
We were born into a world at war. Between the monsters that destroyed our cities and the monsters we created to stop them. We thought we had sacrificed enough. But the war we thought we finished is just beginning. And the only thing standing in front of the apocalypse is us.
I'm here for it. Here for it. I love it.
P. Willie.
I'm here for this. I'm here for that young man standing there looking like Denzel Washington. He was giving me some good looks.
So, Gary, where you at with it?
Oh, honey, you know, I promise you, I'm gonna definitely skip it, but I love the title. Pacific Rim Uprising.
It's not what you think. Oh, yeah, it's definitely a ticket for me, man. It's a wicked ticket. And moving
on,
we got Wes Anderson's animated adventure comedy called Isle of Dogs, which is set in Japan and follows a boy's odyssey in search of his lost dog.
Oh.
Skip it.
Spots up.
We get the idea. You're looking for your lost dog, Spots. Does anybody know him?
No.
I've lost all of my pride.
Spots, if he's alive, may very well be living, even at this moment, as a captive prisoner.
Somebody is up to something.
Will you help him? The little pilot.
Why should I?
Because he's a 12-year-old boy. Dogs love those.
We'll find him.
I haven't seen this much disdain in you guys' faces in quite some time.
I don't think it's fair for the Isles of the Dogs to be set in Japan, but I'm gonna just skip because I'm just...
Let's just skip it. Like, I didn't like how this looked. It did not keep my interest at all. I don't know what I felt like I was watching, but let me skip it.
But what about you?
I'm totally going to ticket it because I...
What?
What?
Ticket times three. A ticket for each one of my kids and make it up for y'all.
It's going to be nap time for you kids, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Andrew Freund is in Ireland with Luke Skywalker talking about The Last Jedi. Coming up next.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on the streets of Dublin, getting ready to talk to Mr. Mark Hamill. Woo! Yeah!
So first question is talk to me about how awesome this Blu-ray is going to be and what special things we're going to see.
Well, I love the fact that there are 13, 14 deleted scenes, and I'm not talking like 15-second snippets. Some of them are full scenes that really move the story forward or give dimension to aspects of the film that you don't get with the final cut.
Ah, Skywalker, missed you have I.
Oh, they hate that ship!
What makes Mark go to the dark side?
Mark Hamill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Cruelty to animals, discrimination against any minority, the usual things. People can be really cruel. So I think that's why we need escapism, you know?
Are you looking forward to being a ghost in the next Star Wars movie?
You know, I say this because I said to Ryan, Ryan's very collaborative. I said, you know, it seems to me, unless his hand, you know, the mechanical hand just clinks down on the rock, who's to say I just didn't force project somewhere else? So we shall see. I mean, I think I said that to JJ, and he said, no, you're dead. Just cut me off at the knees.
Okay, I want to do a little game with you of would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather go to the dark side or go to the DMV?
Probably go to the dark side, to tell you the truth.
Would you rather eat grilled pork or go on Dancing with the Stars?
Don't get me wrong, Dancing with the Stars. You're terrific. But maybe, did you say pork?
Yeah, you're
going
to eat
pork.
Porg. You're going to eat that little porg?
Well, you know, maybe I'd have a taste of Chewie's leftovers. I wouldn't do the dirty deed myself.
Would you rather have dinner with C-3PO or have dinner with Piers Morgan?
You're going to get me in so much trouble. I know C-3PO. C-3PO is a friend of mine. And believe me, Piers Morgan is no C-3PO.
Tell me one of your favorite Carrie stories.
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
I love your impression of her.
Well, just the way she reacted when he said, I'm giving up Lucasfilm, we want to do another trilogy. She just went, I'm in! Without a beat. I later said, Carrie, poker face. I mean, your agent would say, you know, act hard to get. She said, get over yourself. You're Luke Skywalker. I'm Princess Leia. Get used to it. And she was right. I needed to get over myself and embrace my inner Luke, because I'm enjoying it now more than I did in my 20s, because I have some perspective.
Well, that's a wrap here from beautiful Ireland. Behind me, you can see Luke Skywalker's former home, as seen in Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Be sure to check out the Blu-ray on March 27th. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, baby, it's time for
Absolutely Fabulous!
And baby, Miss actor Ryan Phillippe, honey, just revealed his incredibly toned and honed body, honey, during a beach getaway to Cabo. Ooh. Now, the 43-year-old actor, honey, flaunted his six-pack abs, biceps, and calf muscles while, honey, casually standing on a beach in some black shorts.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see, Lord.
He's always been beautiful in the face and never really worked out that much, but now that he's got that body together.
The part I like is, you know, how on the Ken doll, like at the top of the legs.
That V.
How it just go like this, like D'Angelo and that.
How
does it
feel? Oh, yes.
He looks thicker than he normally looks. It looks good on him, though. He looks like he put on a little weight, but muscle mass.
He look like he can handle a woman my size.
Okay, like he can throw you up against the wall or something.
I feel like he should test that out. He should come on to my side.
Test the water.
Yeah, I can.
Cruel intentions.
Yeah. And look at him. He looked like he's looking for me.
Oh, God.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.